Cheaper energy and lower electricity costs are one step closer to becoming a reality. This as the government's Energy Management and Efficiency Program, EMEP, has received a $10 million boost through a grant from the European Union. The EMEP aims to promote more efficient use of energy resources by the state. Stay tuned to hear how the EMEP will benefit the country's energy sector and the island's overall economic development. I'm Anthony Morgan. Welcome to Going for Growth. The government's Energy Management and Efficiency Program, EMEP, will target a reduction in electricity consumption in public buildings and support capacity building for energy planning. Finance and the Public Service Minister, Audley Shaw, and Director General for International Cooperation and Development in the European Commission, Stefano Manservisi, inked a document formalizing the €9.17 million or US$10 million grant allocation on February 2. The funds have been allocated through the European Union Caribbean Investment Fund Facility, EUCIF, and will be administered by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. The money will add to approximately $30 million in existing funds raised from the IDB and the Japan International Cooperation Agency to assist the cost of rolling out the EMEP. Total investments in the EMEP now stand at $40 million.
The objective of the EMEP is to promote a more efficient use of energy resources that will free public funds through lower government bills and reduced oil imports, helping the government of Jamaica to further reduce debt and create the fiscal space for productive spending, also contributing to greenhouse gas emissions reduction.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. Noting that the EU is the largest provider of grant assistance to Jamaica, Minister Shaw says the organization remains an invaluable partner to the country. Since 1975, the organization has provided over €1.2 billion in funding support to Jamaica, mainly in grants.
The EU has led the way with programming its resources through budget support, which is a clear indication of confidence in the government's continuing reform of the public sector and public finance management.
Director General for International Cooperation and Development in the European Commission, Stefano Manservisi, says energy efficiency is a vital component in facilitating macroeconomic development.
The project has a concrete impact, visible, in terms of measurable reduction of CO2, in terms of measurable reduction of the dependence, or in any case, contributing to reducing the dependence from fossil energy and sources of Jamaica, can mitigate the volatile oil prices.
Mr. Manservisi also lauded the roles of the IDB and JICA in partnering with the EU to support the EMEP. Meanwhile, IDB General Manager Country Department Caribbean Group, Therese Turner-Jones, says the signing represents the ultimate coming together of partners.
This project is extremely important because not only will Jamaica be saving ultimately around $6 million a year on its electricity bill, but the EU part will bring savings of about just under $2.5 million. In the 7 hospitals. So that's tremendous. The other thing we think is important about this is it will be a good model for the rest of Jamaica, consumers and the private sector to know the importance of moving in this direction. Energy efficiency is really important.
And a permanent secretary in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Hilary Alexander, who represented the Portfolio Minister Andrew Wheatley at the signing ceremony, says that the initiative will build on the achievements of the previous energy efficiency and conservation programs.
It will certainly provide us greater opportunities to achieve some of what the Director General has spoken about, reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, but also promoting fuel efficiency, energy efficiency and conservation, better traffic management, and importantly, supporting improved planning of our country's energy sector.
And that's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.